Okay, good morning and good chodesh to all. We're up to Perek Aleph Mishnah Tesef Maseches Beitza. So the final two Mishnayos again continues with the machlokesim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And in particular, these Mishnayos deal with what can I send to a friend? If I want to send like a gift to a friend on Yom Tov, what are the parameters of that? So says the Mishnah as follows. Beis Shammai say, Ein Mishalchen B'Yom Tov Ela Manos, that we can't send gifts to a friend on Yom Tov, except for like specific portions of food that are like ready to be eaten as is. And so, okay, this person will then eat this item on Yom Tov itself. But seemingly anything else, unless, you know, like if you want to send them like a ready-made TV dinner for Yom Tov, that's good. Hopefully not TV dinner, but you know, some sort of a portion for dinner on Yom Tov, that's totally okay. But if it's not prepared, then you cannot send it to them. It cannot have any further preparation needed. Person can send, you know, domestic animals, which is like cows or sheep, or non-domestic animals, which are like deer. They can send birds. They can send all these things, whether they are alive or already shechted, even though, in other words, they require some sort of preparation, Beis Hillel say this is all totally permitted. Mishachin yenos mishmanim uslasos v'kinyos, a person can also send wine, oil, flour, and legumes, all these things, even though they're not fully ready to be eaten right now, since you can use them to now prepare a meal on Yom Tov, then it's totally okay to send these things as is, again, not fully prepared as a meal. Aval lo tvua, but Beis Hillel agree that when it comes to sending grain, right, if I want to send raw grain, that would not be allowed. Why? Because I can't use it on Yom Tov, because I would need to grind it up, and I cannot grind on Yom Tov. So therefore, it's not permissible to send raw grain on Yom Tov, even according to Beis Hillel. Rabbi Shimon Matir Batvua, but Rabbi Shimon says, no, what are you talking about? Even raw grain is permissible to send to a friend on Yom Tov. Why? Because even though he agrees you can't grind it up, but nonetheless, a person can, in theory, they can boil grain, they can do something to soften it up, and they can eat it as is without grinding it, and therefore it can be sent on Yom Tov as is on its own. Okay, Mishnah Yud, the final Mishnah of the Perek. Meshachin Kalim being Tefurin, being She'inan Tefurin, being She'inan Tefurin. A person can send clothes, whether they're like pieces of material that are sewn together or whether they're not sewn together. You say, okay, fine, I understand why I could send clothes that are sewn together because I can wear that as like a shirt or whatever on Yom Tov. But why can I send pieces of clothes that are not sewn together? So I'm sending like a sleeve or something and then like the chest part. Like, what am I doing over here? Why is that allowed? The reason why it's allowed is because we're thinking that, okay, maybe we can use another part of the clothing, even though it's not sewn together, as like a cover, like a blanket or something like that. So therefore, since it could be used on Yom Tov, it's okay to send even not sewn together. Wow. Even if they contain some sort of like kilayim, like a mixture, they have shatnez in them, I can still send them as well. Why is that allowed? Because the thought is that even if I can't wear them as clothes, or even if I can't use them as a blanket, because you can't do either one of those things with a shatnez, with a wool and linen mixture material, nonetheless, I can like sit on them or I can do something else with them. Therefore, it is allowed to be used, to be sent, even if there's shatnez in it. All these things can be sent because they are fit to be used on Yom Tov, you know, to fulfill whatever needs. So for example, if someone would not be able to use any of these three things that we just said, whether it's clothes sewn together, clothes that are not sewn together, like the pieces of clothes, or some sort of shatnez clothes, all these things are allowed to be sent on Yom Tov. Again, only assuming that I can use them on Yom Tov. If I can't use them on Yom Tov, then no go, you cannot send them on Yom Tov. Aval lo sandal hamesumar, but we can't send what are called like nailed sandals. What are nailed sandals? Well, back in the day, they didn't have fancy stores that we have that made our sandals straight from the factory and sent them straight to our door that were so comfy and cozy, right? They used to make their own sandals, or people used to make sandals for other people, and it would be like wooden sandals. And the way they would connect these wooden sandals together, they would use nails. And the problem with nailing different pieces of wooden sandals together, sometimes the nails protrude. So you can't send nailed sandals on Yom Tov, because wearing them on Yom Tov is forbidden. Below minal she'ino tafur, nor can we send shoes where you have like leather pieces that are not yet like stitched together, right? So you have the different pieces, again, sort of similar to the clothing, but whereas the clothing could be used, the random pieces could be used, you can't use the random pieces of a sandal. So therefore, if you have pieces of a leather shoe that are not sewn together, not stitched together, so you can't send them on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda says, af lo minal lavan. You can't even send white shoes. What are white shoes? Well, anyone who knows anything about tanning leather is that they start off white, right? Most cows aren't black, right? So if you're going to use like the cow skin, for example, so you have to tan it. You have to first, you know, make it ready, and then you have to make it black. So if you have white shoes, which are not yet blackened, like leather that's not yet blackened, so you can't send these white shoes on Yom Tov either. Then they should tzarech uman, because they need some sort of a craftsman to blacken them, and no one's going to wear them without blackening them. Therefore, you can't send them, because they're going to have no use. You're just sending them for non-Yom Tov purposes, which again, we said is not allowed. And the Perek concludes with Zaklal. This is the general rule. Kosha Neosin Bo Vyom Tov Meshachin Oso. Any item that's fit to be used that's fit to be used on Yantif could be sent on Yantif. If it's not fit to be used on Yantif, you cannot send it on Yantif. Okay, that brings us to the end of Perek Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Beis. But for now we'll stop right here.